I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In program number 4, we discussed 4 ways to get better depth from your metal detector. Today we're going to look at 4 more ways to increase your depth. Number 1, use minimum discrimination. When you increase discrimination on most metal detectors, you lose depth in a lot of gold rings. I recommend that you discriminate out iron, but nothing else, except when junk conditions are so bad you can't live with low discrimination. If you must use higher discrimination, here are instructions on how to set your discriminator to eliminate pull tabs. This will cost you many gold rings. Put a pull tab on the ground and swing your coil back and forth over it, slowly increasing the discrimination until the sound of the pull tab breaks up or becomes erratic, or it may just go silent. Stop right there. You're now at a setting that will eliminate most junk, including pull tabs, but you'll still find all coins except nickels. There are some detectors that have notch filters or target ID systems that allow you to skip pull tabs and still find nickels and some gold rings. Note I said some gold rings. My first detector, this was in the early 1970s, was primitive with no discrimination. I had no choice but to dig every bottle cap and pull tab in creation. I hated every bit of it. But I found more gold rings with that detector in the 3 years I used it than I found in the last 20-odd years with a multitude of deeper, more modern detectors that have discrimination circuitry. Let me repeat that for those of you who want to find gold rings. When you notch out pull tabs, you're notching out gold rings too. Now, I'm not telling you to hit the flea markets in search of a primitive detector. I'm telling you to turn off the discrimination as often as you can stand it. Play this game. Tell yourself you're going to hunt with no discrimination until you've collected 25 pull tabs, or 50 pull tabs. By then, you'll probably be batty enough that you just have to turn the discrimination back on. At least this method gives you a fighting chance for some gold rings. Remember, the other treasure hunters who use discrimination are skipping right over those gold rings. Those gold rings will not be found until some brave soul turns off the discrimination. Shouldn't that brave soul be you? Tip number 2 for better depth, overlap your swings more. The deeper a coin is buried, the smaller the area of your detector's signal reaches that coin. So in addition to the fact that your detector power is less on deeper coins, you also have a greater chance of missing the coin because your signal area shrinks as the signal goes deeper. Think of the detecting pattern beneath your coil as a pointed tip ice cream cone. Though your loop has a diameter of 8 inches, its detecting field narrows as the signal goes deeper, until, at maximum depth, your signal area is just a single point. Don't move that point too far with each sweep. The more you overlap your swings, the more likely you'll find those deep coins that you would otherwise miss. Tip number 3, hunt when the ground is wet. The wetter the ground, the more depth you're going to get from your detector. We all know we're more likely to get an electrical shock when we're standing in water. This is because water is a much better conductor of electricity than is air. Similarly, your metal detector's signal can penetrate deeper into the ground when the soil is moist, and on a wet day, you can find coins that are too deep to detect when the ground is dry. Here's a note, the ground can, on rare occasions, be too wet, causing false signals. If this happens, turn your sensitivity control down. Besides better depth, there are 2 added bonuses of metal detecting after a good rain. The ground is much easier to dig when it's wet, and the root system of the grass is less likely to be damaged by your digging. Tip number 4, practice as often as you can. As in virtually every sport or skill, the more you practice, the better you get. At first, it requires quite an effort to put all these suggestions into action. You must concentrate on each point and constantly remind yourself to stay on track with each of the above tips. You may need to write them down and look at your list every so often. But after several sessions, these difficult-to-remember procedures begin to become second nature to you, and you'll do them all automatically. And that's when you'll find that you're the one who's leaving the others behind. When that happens, be a good sport and share these hints with them too. To recap, here are 4 ways to get better depth with your metal detector. 1. Turn your discrimination down or off. 2. Overlap your swings more. 3. Hunt when the ground is wet. And number 4, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Now, go back and listen to program number 4 for the rest of the story. For more tips and hints on metal detecting, see the bottom of my website, treasuremanual.com. That's treasuremanual, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.